Sex workers in South Australia say they'll continue to be at the mercy of pimps and organised crime after a bill to legalise the industry was voted down by politicians. The state is one of the few places in Australia where sex work is still a crime, and those who oppose relaxing the laws say it should stay that way. Rhett Burney reports.
The bells of Parliament signal the end of yet another bid to legalise sex work in South Australia.
There being 19 ayes and 24 noes, the noes have it by a majority of 5.
It's the 13th time a bill proposing the decriminalisation of the industry has been defeated in the past 2 decades. Claire Scriven is a Labor MLC and lobbied intensely against any change to the current law.
The defeat of this bill says that women will not be commodities, we will not buy and sell women, and we will not protect the pimps. That would have been the outcome of this bill. Women would have been more vulnerable and more exploited.
The Conservative politician flew former sex workers to South Australia to campaign alongside her. She also garnered the support of young women like Charlotte Harding.
What are our young people, our young women in schools being told? Being basically being like, it's okay to sell your body, it's okay to be used by a man, and that's not okay with me.
Greens MLC Tammy Franks, who co-sponsored the bill with the Liberal South Australian Attorney General Vicky Chapman, says those who opposed it have missed the point, taking particular aim at Labor MPs.
Absolutely deflated, but not defeated. The South Australian Parliament lower house just voted to keep criminalising sex workers into the foreseeable future. We have the most archaic laws in the country. Our laws criminalise people who across the border, every which way you go in Australia, are not criminalised. It's an abject failure for the Labor Party to say that they represent workers when today so many Labor right members in particular voted against workers.
Georgia Thane is from the Sex Industry Network.
They didn't even want to debate it. For them to shut the door in our face when we're just trying to discuss accessing our human and worker rights is very, very upsetting. We're people, some of us were Labor voters, some of us are just members of the community.
The defeat of the bill comes as court data shows 57 fines were issued in the past 3 years for sex work offences in South Australia, and 60 people were put on good behaviour bonds or given suspended sentences. Victoria, Queensland and New South Wales have all abolished laws banning most forms of sex work while regulating the industry. South Australian police have raised concerns organised crime would infiltrate brothels if decriminalisation went ahead and a regulatory framework wasn't put in place. Georgia Thane says the proposed changes to the law would have given sex workers protection against crime gangs and predators.
If SAPOL continue to punitively police sex workers, if SAPOL continue to entrap sex workers the way they are, if SAPOL continue to confiscate safer sex products from sex workers the way that they are, if they continue to not take reports of crime seriously from sex workers, then we are not interested in any relationship with them.
Advocates say they'll push for a 14th bill to be introduced to Parliament in the near future.
Rhett Burney.